Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Vachim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah Zayin being learned Mishchos Asabas Rachel, Shishi Bizay Chedafayin, Ruzivik Hagon, Bikharav Mamesh. Now we're going to discuss the last of the Karbonos. The Mishnah tells us Shlomim Kadshim Kalim. A carbon Shlomim is considered Kadshim Kalim. Shchitasim Chomakam Azara. It could be Shechted anywhere in the Azara. As we already learned, the Kadshim Kalim don't have to be Shechted in the northern part. They could be Shechted anywhere. Vidamaton Shtei Matan Shein Arba. The blood is sprinkled with two matonis that turns into four. Again, that's on the two corners that splits into the four walls. Vinechom Bechol Ear could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, l'chol adam, by anyone, b'chol machol, be cooked anyway. And here we have something that we haven't had before, l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. A carbon shlamim could be eaten for 2 days and one night. So the day that it's brought, that night, and the entire next day, a carbon shlamim is allowed to be eaten. And also, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, hamur mehem kayotz behem, that which is being separated from them, has the same exact dinim as the rest of the carbon, ela shamur mechol kayhanim l'shem l'mnim l'avdeim, except that which is lifted, as we said, is the chaz and the shoik, the chest and the leg, that's given to the kayhanim eaten by them, and it also could be eaten by their wives, children, and slaves. And on to Mishnah Ches, HaBechor VaHamaser VaPesach. We have these three karbanos left. A Bechor is a firstborn male kosher animal. Meiser is Meiser Behema. That's when a person takes all the new animals born to them that year. They count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th one is Meiser Behema, and Pesach is the carbon Pesach. That's brought near Pesach and eaten Lel Pesach. So all these Kachim Kalim are considered Kachim Kalim. Shchitas V'chamakam Azar. They can be shechted anywhere in the Azar of Adam and Matana Achas, and their blood only needs one Matana, one blood application, but it has to be done by the yisoid, by the base of Mizbeach. Now, shina b'achilason, there is a slight difference in regards to their eating. Habachar nechal kehanim, a bachar of firstborn animals only eaten by kehanim. However, a meiser l'chol adam, meiser behema animal, could be eaten by anyone. Now, here's where the similarities are. Benachon b'chol ir, they can be eaten anywhere in the city of Yerushalayim. B'chol meichol, they can be any which way. L'shnei yamim, laila echad, for 2 nights and for 1 day. However, a pesach, a karon pesach, in an echal el balayla, it's only eaten during the night of Pesach. It's only eaten up until Chatzos. As we know, a lot of people stress, you have to eat your afikomen by Chatzos. So Korban Pesach was only allowed to be eaten until Chatzos. And it was only eaten by people who were registered to it. You have to be registered to a Korban Pesach to be able to eat from it. And it could only be roasted. It's not allowed to be eaten cooked. It has to be eaten roasted. And so that's something unique by Korban Pesach. We're going to stop it for today. I pick up tomorrow with Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. Continue to describe in greater detail how to be makiv these karbanos properly. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.